Does the number of people praying for something make God more likely to do it? That is a very good question. I thought a lot about that early on when I came to Bethlehem, and I preached a sermon called The Line of Prayer. And I think we probably have it on the web, but in the manuscript that was published 25 years ago, I drew it, The Line of Prayer. And it was based on 2 Corinthians, I think, verse 11 of chapter 1. And it said, join me in praying so that when God answers, God will be glorified in answering many prayers. The very argument, I mean, this is where this question comes from. Because Paul thinks God gets more glory if many people are praying for a thing and he does it than if two people are praying for things. Because now this whole group is saying, praise God for answering the prayer. And over here you got two people, praise God for answering the prayer. And God loves it when lots of people praise him. So if it's true that God may be inclined to answer something because more people are praying, it wouldn't be because more people twist his arm like they've got more power with him, but rather he's foreseeing the kind of effects that would come from a broadly prayed for thing than a narrowly prayed for thing. Now, so I'm answering, sometimes God may in fact answer a prayer because more people are praying. But there's other factors, right? Like faith and desperation. I mean, you've got a solitary soul desperate for God because of something's coming at them in life, and they're crying out to God. That person's faith and that person's need is vastly more, I think, constraining in the way God processes prayer than if you were kind of cavalier and called somebody up and let's get five or six. And in other words, there are more things than numbers going on when we pray. Pray believing, Paul said. And you have it. So faith matters. And if you go and read 2 Corinthians 1:11, if I'm right about the verse, you'll see the other factor does matter.